各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
今天晚上我们一起来学习的题目是不可忘记神的恩惠。
And tonight the topic for mutual encouragement is don't forget God's grace.
我们知道一个人的成长，他的健康不断的在改变。
And as we know, a person's growth and their health is constantly changing.
一个人健康的时候，
When a person is healthy,
在他年轻壮年的时候，
When he's in his youthful age and he's strong,
他的记忆力啊都非常的好。
The memory that they have is often really good.
他可能看过任何一篇文章，或者是任何一个书目字、一个电话都可以记得起来。
And maybe an article that they've read or a phone number that they've read in the past, they can easily remember it.
但是当一个人衰老了，
But as a man starts to age,
或是身体不好了。
Or physically, their health is deteriorating.
他的记忆力就会退化。
Then this memory that they have is no longer as good.
有时候啊，连刚刚发生的事情都记不起来。
Sometimes the things that just happened, then they can't even remember themselves.
我们属灵上也是一样。
This is the same for us spiritually.
为什么我们常常看到同样是信徒？
Why is it often, even though they're all the same kind of members?
同样是信了那么久。
And they are also the ones that they've come to believe in the Lord for a very long period of time.
但是他们灵性上的健康的情况好像很不一样。
But spiritual health, the status of everyone's spiritual health is very different.
有一些啊，长期在软弱迷失的状态。
There's some that are constantly in times of weakness.
但是有一些呢，虽然遇到很多的困难了，但是还是没有放弃。
And there are others, some that even though many tribulations and problems that they face, but they strive and do not give up.
原因在哪里呢？
What is the source and the reason to all of this?
原因就是在乎他的记忆力。
And the source and the reason to all of this is because of their capability of memory.
信仰好的都会鼓励自己不能够忘记神的恩惠。
For the ones that have good faith, they'll often remind themselves that do not forget God's grace.
我们今天呢，就以诗篇一百零三篇作为分享。
Today we'll use Psalms 103 as the topic, as our mutual encouragement.
诗篇一百零三篇。
And that is Psalms 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalms 103.
我们可以把红线放在这一篇。
We can put the bookmark here.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
Verse 1. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
这一节圣经写得很好。
This verse is written very nicely.
一开始啊，是诗人大卫他自己跟自己的对话。
Here in the beginning is a monologue for David.
他跟自己讲。
He talks himself.
我的心啊。
Oh my soul.
又讲，在我里面的，你要赞美神。
And he says, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
我们一个人啊，常常会跟别人讲话。
Oftentimes we'll have conversations with other people.
我们可能跟别人每天碰面，都会说，哎，How are you? 好不好啊？最近怎样？
And when we meet other people, we often say to them, How are you doing lately? And how are you?
越是表面的朋友，谈话的内容就越表面。
The most kind of shallow kind of friend that you have, the conversations you will have with them is very shallow as well.
你跟他泛泛之交，你不可能讲心底话，只会表面的应付几句。
And it's just your relationship is not so close, and therefore you'll often just ask them a couple of questions.
但是你跟这个人如果是感情很深厚的、很认识的，可能就可以讲深入一点。
But if this relationship that you have with another friend is very deep, and therefore the topics of your conversation will be deeper.
我们一个人啊，如果活在世上，所谈论的只是表面的事情。
If man living in this world, the things that they talk about is only of the surface.
没有心灵的对话的话。
And do not have conversations with the spirit.
我们的灵啊，我们的灵魂会觉得很干、很贫乏的。
And therefore our soul will feel very dry and weakened.
比如说我们只谈教工作。
For example, all we talk about is work.
只谈钱财。
All we talk about is our wealth.
只谈享受。
All we talk about is the luxuries of the world.
只谈生活的困难。
All we talk about is the problems of our daily lives.
这种啊，我们觉得心灵还不够扎实的。
Then if that is all we talk about, then that means our faith is not firm enough.
但是如果我们有心灵的对话。
But if we have conversations and also with other people that are soul to soul,
比如说我们可以跟我们的配偶或者是父母儿女讲讲我们的信仰我们的灵性。
For example, if we can talk to our father or our other half or our friends about spirituality,
你会觉得很扎实。
Then you'll feel so fulfilled.
这里说不单只要跟别人讲话,
here it tells us not only we need to talk to other people,
你要跟自己的灵魂来讲话,
but also you need to talk and speak to your own soul.
我们常常忘记要跟自己的灵魂讲话。
We often forget that we must commute to ourselves.
怎么跟自己的灵魂讲话呢?
How do we commute to our soul?
就是提醒自己。
And that is to remind our souls.
人呢，很常常容易提醒别人。
Men often will remind others.
但是呢，常常忘记提醒自己。
But they often forget to remind themselves.
大卫在写这个诗的时候,
When Paul was writing when David was writing this song,
他第一件事情提醒自己,
the first thing he reminded himself,
我的心，我的灵啊,
and he says, Oh my soul,
你要常常赞美耶和华,
and all my inmost being praise his holy name.
所以我们今天也是一样,
and today is the same for us.
我们有没有跟自己的灵魂讲话?
Do we speak to our spirit and our soul?
也没有跟自己的灵魂讲, 哎呀，灵魂啊, 你最近好像很软弱。
Do we speak to our spirit and our soul, telling them, Oh, dear spirit and soul, it seems as if you're really weak lately. It seems as if recently you're only busy about the things of the world and you've neglected God.
我的灵魂啊，你最近好像吃得很不好哦。
Oh, my spirit, oh, my soul, it seems as if you're not getting enough nutrients.
哎呀，没有好好听道理，没有好好听经神哦。
And that is because you've not drawn yourself close to the Lord and you have not listened to enough truth and teachings.
有没有跟自己的灵魂讲话?
Do you talk to your spirit and your soul?
我的灵魂啊，你好像最近被污染了。
Oh, my spirit, soul, it seems as if you have been polluted.
好像你已经跟神很遥远了。
It seems as if that you're very far away from God.
对于大卫来说，他要提醒他的灵魂。
To David, he reminds his spirit and his soul
你要常常不能忘记神的恩典,
that you must not forget God's grace.
我们看第二节,
Verse 2.
我的心啊, 你要称颂耶和华, 不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Verse 2. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
大卫提醒自己什么呢?
What does David remind himself?
不能做一个忘记神恩惠的人。
That he cannot be a person that forgets all the benefits from the Lord.
信仰一开始的时候都是轰轰烈烈的。
The beginning of everyone's faith is often very zealous.
尤其是如果我们自己来信的话,
especially for the ones that came to believe themselves.
信仰的头半年,头一年都是非常火热的。
The first half year, first year of the beginning of your faith, you're so full of zeal.
你常会记得怎么样得到圣灵。
You often remember how you received the Holy Spirit.
每次听道理都流眼泪。
Every single time you listen to the truth and teachings, you would shed tears.
祷告很有感动。
And when you pray, you're so moved.
哇，很喜欢来教会。
And you love coming to service in church.
通常啊，刚刚信主的人都是很火热的。
And oftentimes, the ones that are the believers that just came to believe, they're so full of zeal.
但是有时候呢，过了一年、两年、三年呢，新收集的人有时候淘汰了一半。
But what happens after 2 years, 3 years, the newly baptized people, most of them, half of them are usually gone.
为什么这样子呢?
Why is it so?
大卫讲出他的原因呢?
David has found the reason for that.
其实一个人信仰的软弱,
a weakness for someone's faith.
信仰的堕落啊,
and because of a fall for someone's belief.
都是从忘记神的恩惠开始的,
all begins from forgetting of the grace of the Lord.
其实人与人之间的关系也是一样。
This is the same for the relationship between human beings.
为什么父母跟儿女的关系有时候不好?
Why is it that sometimes parents' relationship with their children is not so good?
可能有时候儿女忘记了父母的恩惠。
It might be because that the children have forgotten about the grace and the benefits that their parents have given them.
只会complain, 只会埋怨。
All they do is complain.
或者父母也忽略了儿女做得好的事情。
Or vice versa, it's the parents that have forgotten about the good things that their children have done.
没有给他赞美, 没有给他肯定,
that they don't praise their children, they do not recognize them.
夫妻之间也是一样。
This is the same for couples.
为什么婚姻有时候会失败?
Why is it that sometimes marriage will come to an end?
没有错, 每一个人都遇到试探引诱。
And I'm sure all of us, we face temptations.
但是为什么有一些婚姻呢? 破裂的收场。
But why is it that some marriage, they will end with a breakup?
因为有一方啊, 先忘记了对方曾经付出的恩惠。
Because one side must have forgotten what the other has done for them in the past.
我们跟神的关系也是一样。
This is the same for our relationship with God.
神给我们很多的恩惠。
God has given us immense, great amounts of grace.
领受的时候我们都很高兴。
And when we receive these, we're so happy.
但是如果有一天我们开始忘记了，
But when it comes to one day that we start to forget about these,
信仰就会开始软弱下来。
And that is the time when our faith starts to fail.
啊，神曾经跟以色列百姓啊，预先就讲啊。
In the past, God has told the Israelites this.
生命记第六章十二节。
Deuteronomy.
第六章啊。
Chapter 6.
哦，六章第十节开始看啊。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10.
第十节到十二节。
Verse 10 to 12. Verse 10. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large flourishing cities you did not build. 11. Houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, verse 12, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
好，这里神预先就讲了。
Here, God prophesies about this.
当我带领你们以色列百姓啊，进到迦南地的时候，有没有小心一件事情啊？
That's when I have brought you out of, you Israelites out of Egypt.
啊，到时候你吃得饱。
And that you are filled in your stomach.
又大城市，又大又美的城市来做。
You never grow hungry. You have a big city to live in.
家里有所有的漂亮的东西。
And your houses are filled with any kinds of goods that you can imagine.
葡萄园、橄榄园都不是你自己种的，都是但是你吃得很饱。
You have vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant, but you are satisfied.
但是你要小心啊。
But you must be careful.
你不要在那个时候来忘记神。
Do not forget about God.
忘记那从埃及围炉之家带领你出来进到迦南地的神。
Do not forget the God who have brought you out of Egypt, out of land of slavery.
人都是这样的。
Man is just like this.
患难的时候不会忘记神的。
In times of trial and tribulations, they will not forget about God.
患难的时候第一个来抓住神。
In trials and tribulations, the first thing they'll do is grab on hold of God.
走投无路的有什么好靠？只有靠神呢。
When everything comes to a dead end, they can no longer depend on anyone, so therefore they depend on God.
神的拯救来他了。
And now here, God comes to save you.
他的目光呢，就开始转移了。
And after he's been saved, then the vision, the perspective of that person starts to change.
吃得好，住得好，很舒服。
Because they live a wonderful life, they eat great food, and they live a luxurious life.
心都痒痒了。
And their heart starts to doubt.
去拜偶像了，去犯罪了。
And therefore they go about to sin and worship idols.
神没有办法。
And God cannot.
我觉得神啊，真的是很累啊。有时候，让百姓唯一想到神的方法，就是让他们遇到苦难，他们就想到神了。
Indeed, sometimes it's so hard for God because the only way that the Israelites can remember God is for them to face trials and tribulation.
他们就呼求了，神啊，帮助我。
Because only then they will call out to their God and say, Lord, help us.
啊，神就拯救他们。
And therefore God will help them.
不久又忘记神了。
But then not long after that, they will again forget about God.
整个旧约，以色列百姓跟神的关系就是在这样循环当中。
And in the Old Testament, the relationship of the Israelites with God is just like a cycle, again and again, repeating itself.
常常得到恩典。
Oftentimes they receive grace and blessings.
但是常常忘记恩典。
But at the same time, they will often forget about the blessings.
这个发生很多次。
And this happens repetitively.
今天其实也可能在我们身上会发生。
And today, this might also happen on us.
为什么呢？
Why is this so?
因为全世界最有智慧那个人都曾经犯过这个错误。
Because the man that is most full of wisdom in the whole entire world, he has committed the same wrong.
他叫所罗门王。
His name is King Solomon.
他本来什么都没有。
In the beginning, he was a man with nothing.
神把什么都赐给他。
And in the end, God granted him with everything.
智慧。
Wisdom.
财富。
Wealth.
名声。
And his status.
长寿。
And longevity.
什么都有了。
Everything he has.
但到最后了，又是忘记神受伤。
But in the end, he...
忘记神了。
And in the end, he had forgotten about God.
所以我们常常想一个问题啊。
Therefore, we often need to ask ourselves this question.
今天我们这生活过得舒服。
Today, our life, we live very comfortably.
我们有没有忘记神？
Have we forgotten about God?
生活很舒服是一个非常大的危险。
When it comes to living a very comfortable life, this is actually very dangerous.
你看电视，一百两百个台。
We can see television channels, 100, 200 channels.
来讲到听讲到只有一个台，不可以说哎呀，又是洋传道，转台。另外一个传道讲不能，起码要再进撑一个小时。
And when you come to church, you can't say, it's same Pastor Young preaching to us again. You can't say, I'm going to change a different pastor.
快速, 不能这样。
You can't fast forward when you see when it's something you've heard before.
哇，家里这种沙发很舒服。
And at home, your sofa is so comfortable.
工作了五天了，哎呀，现在就好在家里睡觉, relax.
You work 5 days a week, and it's great for you to sleep or relax at home on Friday night.
为什么要那么辛苦来教会？
Why do you have to come to church? It's such a toil.
但是好像我们忘记了。
But we've forgotten about something.
谁给我们工作的？
Who gave us this job that we have?
谁给我们健康可以工作的？
Who gave us this health, and therefore we can go to have this job?
谁给我们生命的？
Who gave us this life?
所以没有想这些的话，我们都觉得说，哎呀，拜神呢是需要的时候才来了。
And therefore, if we do not ponder upon these questions, then therefore we will not remember and know that the reason for us to come to believe.
大卫啊，第103篇第2节，他提醒自己不可以忘记神的一切恩惠。
And therefore in Psalms 103, David, in verse 2, David tells us, do not forget of God's grace and benefits.
中文成语有一个叫做忘恩作为复义。
And there's a Chinese saying that goes, if you forget someone's good doings.
忘恩跟复义是一起的。
When you forget someone's good doings, that means you are not righteous.
你忘了他的恩典了，你就对他的义，你就不会去做了，你就不会回报他了。
And therefore, if you forget someone's goodness, and therefore you will not remember to repay them.
那么他会说神有什么恩惠呢？
But here, what does it tell us? What kind of benefits and grace that God has given us?
诗篇103篇第3节。
Psalms 103, verse 3.
他赦免了你的一切罪，第一个恩典就是神赦免了我们的罪。
The first blessing He gave us is He who forgives all your sins.
我们今天有没有想想神的恩典是什么？
Today, have we pondered upon what is God's grace?
神的最大的恩典呢，不是给我们一个很好的工作。
The best grace that God has given us is not to grant us a wonderful job.
不是给我们很多钱呢。
It's not to give us a lot of money.
神最大的恩惠就是他赦免了我们的罪。
The most wonderful grace of God is that He has remissed all our sins.
我们常想，我们有什么罪？
Often we need to think about this. What kind of sins do we have?
可能大罪没有。
It might have been that we don't have great sins.
小罪一大堆。
But you have a lot of minor sins.
比如说我们说谎。
For example, we lie.
我们嫉妒人。
We are jealous.
我们有不好的想法。
We have evil thoughts.
我们讲错话。
We say the wrong things.
我们心里面不平衡。
Our hearts don't feel even.
我们心里面充满仇恨。
Our hearts are filled with hatred.
我们不能够赦免别人。
We cannot forgive others.
很多很多讲不完。
There are many, many that we cannot even finish talking about it here.
我们想，我们今天活了几岁了？
But we need to ask ourselves, how old are we today?
都有多少的罪？
And that is how much sin you have.
现在电脑很厉害哦。
Now the computer is very...
那个mobile的 hard drive 都有几百个gig的。
And there's hundreds of gigs in mobile hard drives.
对不对？ 但是几百个gig可以录几千个小时而已啊。
But 100 gigs can only record probably a few thousand hours.
但是如果神用video cam把我们从出生到死亡那几十年通通录下来。
But when we think about this in this different way, that if God records us with a video camera from the day we are birthed into this world until right now, then how many hours it is?
心里面所想的每一个意念都记录下来。
And to record every single thought that you have in your heart and in your mind.
有意的、无意的、错误，通通记录下来。
Good and bad, whatever it is, He records it down.
我看几千个gig啊，大概也装不下。
I'm sure a few thousand gigs will not be able to contain all their sins.
我们的错误太多。Because
we have too much sin.
我们的不完美太多了。Because
we are so imperfect.
但是神都可以赦免我们。But
all this, God is able to look over and to remiss our sins.
你看看父母怎么赦免一个儿女就知道了。Just
take a look at how a parent forgives their children's sins.
儿女很不讲理。Sometimes
the children, they're not reasonable.
发脾气啊。
They throw tempers.
有时候让父母很生气。
Sometimes it drives the parents very mad.
但是父母骂一骂，吵一吵，哎呀，还是爱他的，还是可以赦免他。
And even though the parents they will scold them, but in the end they will always forgive them.
我们今天第一个就是神赦免了我们。
But the first thing God does give us is He remisses all our sins.
我们看这个以赛亚书33章24节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 33.
33章24节。
Chapter 33, verse 24.
33章24节。
Isaiah chapter 33, verse 24. No one living in Zion will say, I am ill, and the sins of those who dwell there will be forgiven.
这是预言了，主耶稣将来要怎么预赦免我们的罪。
And this is a prophecy of how in the future God will come about to remiss our sins.
这一点我们要常常想住哦，我们都是一个软弱的人，都是一个罪人。
One thing that we must remember is that we are all very weak people, and we are all sinners.
保罗啊，他是个什么的人呢？
What kind of person is Paul?
为什么他可以信了主之后有那么大的改变？
Why is it that after he believes in the Lord that he can change so much?
可以为神呢牺牲很多的事情。
That he's willing to sacrifice for the Lord.
为主传福音呢，受打、受骂，甚至死亡都不怕。
Willing to be persecuted just for the gospel.
我们看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
十五到十六节
，Verse 15 to 16。
提摩太前书第一章十五到十六节
，First Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. There is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst.
十六节
，16。But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of all sinners, Christ Jesus, might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who will believe on him and receive eternal life.
保罗是一个非常好的基督徒。
Paul was a very good Christian.
为了主做了很多的事情。
For God, he did many things.
但是他讲自己的时候，只有讲这句话。
But when he talks about himself, this is all he mentions about.
他第一，主耶稣降世为了拯救罪人。
He says the only reason why God does this is to save sinners of the world.
在罪人当中呢，我最差。
And out of all sinners, I am the worst.
如果以今天来的话来讲。
If we look at this in today's perspective.
比如说我们温哥华教会。
For example, our Vancouver church.
主耶稣爱我们，拯救我们这些罪人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ loves us and saves all of us sinners.
如果保罗在今天中间的话。
If Paul is among us.
我在你们中间是我是最差的。
And he thinks that he is worst of all sinners.
为什么这样讲？
Why does he say this?
他以前逼迫基督徒。
Because in the past he persecuted Christians.
做了很多神不喜欢的事情。
He did many things that God did not like.
所以啊，他常记得以前的软弱。
And therefore he will often remember the weakness that he used to have.
但是神都一样拯救了我了。
But therefore he says God has shown mercy to him and saved him.
我今天要好好为主做工。
And therefore today I want to repay God and I want to work for him.
所以没有忘记神赦免他的罪。
And therefore he has not forgotten about the mercy God has shown him.
所以今天也是一样。
And therefore it's the same for us today.
我们常常想自己有多少软弱。
We often need to ask ourselves how much weakness do we have.
主都原谅我了。
And all those weakness and all those sins God has forgotten.
一个人呢，如果忘记神原谅他的罪的话。
If one person has forgotten about the remission of sin that God has given them,
很可能有一天他会重返罪恶里面。
Then very easily they will forget, and therefore they will go about to do their sin again.
但是大卫他不敢啊。
But David dare not do so.
大卫他一生里面做过好几件很错的事情。
And David in his whole entire lifetime, he did a couple of bad things.
最大的错误。
The worst sin.
他犯了奸淫。
Is that he committed adultery.
他抢了人家的太太。
He took someone else's wife.
他犯了谋杀的罪。
And he committed murder.
他后来知道错了。
In the end, he knew he was wrong.
他为了这个错受了很大的刑罚。
And for this mistake that he did, he had to pay big time.
但是他知道神给他机会。
But then God, he knows that God has given him a chance.
所以大卫说，神啊，真的是他赦免我的罪孽。
And therefore, David says, indeed, God has remissed his sin.
再来，我们看来诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 103.
神的第二个恩典。
The second blessing of the Lord.
是医治你的一切疾病。
Is that he heals all your diseases.
一个健康的人呢，是不会感受到健康的宝贵的。
A healthy man will not understand a man that is not healthy.
对不对？我们健康的时候，总不会想说，哇，原来健康那么好。
When we're healthy, we'll not rejoice and say, so this is how good it feels to be healthy.
当我感冒的时候。
But when you're sick.
哇，比较鼻子很塞了。
And you have congestion in your nose.
哇，很难过，塞了一个鼻孔都难过。
And if it's just one part of your nose that's congested.
你才会想到说，哇，原来两个鼻孔是神的设计那么好，那么舒服了，塞了一个很不舒服。
And you'll feel how wonderful God's creation is that he made two nose holes. Therefore, if one is congested, the other, when you have two, it feels great.
我们一生当中啊，常常有小病、大病、小病、大病都会有机会。
And throughout your whole lifespan, you will have minor illnesses and major illnesses.
今天我们为什么可以健康地坐在这里？
Today, why is it that we can help feel so healthy sitting here?
不单只是因为现在的医学很昌明啊。
And not only because of the advance in health.
是现在医学越发达，疾病越来越多。
But it's also because that when even though the medicine is improving, but many more illnesses are occurring.
现在的病变种的越来越快。
And the different kinds of illnesses are occurring every day.
很多是变种的病毒，变种的那种细菌。
And sometimes the bacteria are changed.
连药都没有用的。
There are sometimes that medicine can't even cure them.
这个病就很难医了。
And therefore, this illness, the sickness that they have is very hard to cure.
在美国有一个执事。
In the States, there was a deacon.
他以前是当个大学的教授了。
In the past, he used to be a university professor.
他去中国出差做生意谈这个事情或者是旅游。
And there was one time he went to China to have a business trip or either traveling.
他回来之后
When he came back.
突然间好像感冒的症状。
It feels as if he feels that he has caught a cold.
哇，那个咳嗽越来越厉害。
And his cough begins to occur more and more often.
都停不了。
And he can't even stop his cough.
送到医院里面。
When he was taken to the hospital.
医生给他检查。
And the doctor examined him.
他发觉这个肺炎呢，不是一般的肺炎。
And
肺炎啊，这种好像 lung disease 不是一般的， this, 不是一般的 pneumonia.
And this is not the regular kind of pneumonia.
这是连最强的抗生素进去都没有反应的。
And even the most strongest type of insulin that they give them, it does not cure it.
他很快从很正常的变成昏迷的状态。
And very quickly from conscious, he went unconscious.
他的太太很着急啊。
And therefore, his wife became very worried.
整个北美洲打电话每个教会。
The whole North America should begin calling all churches.
请帮忙代祷，我先生非常危急。
Please call for my husband. He is at a very critical state.
大家知道了。
And everyone knew.
教会宣布代祷。
And all the churches they announced for interceding.
感谢神，神奇妙的手带领。
And thank the grace of the Lord, God went with His mercy.
医生没有办法，神有办法。
We have to understand that what doctors cannot do, God can.
药已经没有用了。
Because no matter what kind of medication he takes, it's of no use.
神让这个姿势慢慢的好起来。
And therefore, it is God that had let this deacon be able to cure better and more day by day.
甚至可以完全好。
To a point that he was fully cured.
那个医生后来都不晓得说到底你这是什么病，根本搞不清楚。
And even towards the end, the doctor doesn't even know what kind of illness that the deacon had.
那个时候还没有发生那个非典肺炎，还没有 SARS 啊，但是只是不晓得是什么肺炎，就是很没有办法医治。
And at that time, SARS hasn't occurred yet, but they just didn't understand what was happening.
但是这个只是他知道。
But this deacon he knew.
这个命啊，是神留给我的。
That this life that I have now today is God's grace.
不是神医治我的话，我今天不在这里。
Because if it's not for God that He Himself cured me, that I am not able to be here today.
我今天在坟墓里面了。
Today I will be in my grave.
什么都做不了。
No, I wouldn't be able to do anything.
什么都享受不了。
I couldn't be able to enjoy anything in life.
所以我剩下的生命是神的。
And therefore, what I have left of my life belongs to God.
来当教授啊，可以做到很老，只要你头脑还可以的话，继续教没有问题的，没有强迫退休的。
And as a professor, there's no age limit for you to retire.
那他决定。
And therefore, he decided.
我够了，做够了。
This is enough.
六十几了。
I'm 60-something.
提早退休。
I want to retire earlier.
剩下的时间呢，全职做教会的圣工。
And the rest of the time that I have.Then I will do church work full time.
所以神呢，医治了一切我们的疾病。
And therefore God cures of all our illness and sickness.
这里说是一切的疾病，不是部分的疾病。
Here in verse 3, second part, it says heals all our diseases and sickness. This does not mean some, it means all.
病有很多种。
Sickness and diseases come in many variations.
有小病，有大病。
There's minor and then there's major.
主都可以医治。
Whatever it is, God can heal.
疾病有很多种。
Diseases come in many different forms.
有肉体的病。
There's kind of illness that is physically.
但是更难医的是心灵的病。
But what is even harder to cure is the spiritual illness.
心灵的病啊 ，mental illness 啊 ，psychological illness 啊，连吃药都医不好了。
Ment sorry, mental illness is the hardest type to cure because even if you take medicine, it's hard for you to be fully healthy.
但是呢, 靠神。
But we must remember that we must depend on the Lord.
所以大卫说, 神医治我的疾病。
So here David says, God healed all your diseases.
啊, 第四节哦,
Verse 4.
这里神另外一个恩典啊,
Another blessing of the Lord.
他救赎你的命, 脱离死亡。
Who redeems your life from the pit?
所以神的另外一个恩典呢, 就是救我们的命, 脱离死亡。
The other blessing that God has given us is that He redeems our life from the pit,
这是,
which is death.
啊, 一切的意外啊, 一切的危险啊, 神都救我们脱离了。
It means no matter what kind of danger, God pulls us and saves us from it.
我们每个人呢, 活在世上, 活越久啊, 越有所谓的惊险的经历。
And the longer time we live in this world, the more kind of adventures you will have.
哎, 有时候觉得说, 哇, 好幸运啊, 没有事发生。
Adventures, misfortunate events that you will have, and oftentimes you'll say, I'm so lucky that nothing happened to me.
不是幸运啊。
But you have to know and understand that this is not because of your luck.
是神的保守。
But it's because of God's grace.
啊, 半年前我去蒙特罗的时候,
Half a year ago, I was in Montreal.
啊, 那一天啊, 啊, 去教会啊, 赶着去蒙特罗, 跟负责人开会。
And I was in a hurry to go to church, to Montreal, so that there was a board meeting there.
开完会了,
After the meeting,
我们想赶时间啊, 赶快开车啊, 回多伦多。
We decided that we will just rush back to Toronto.
啊, 那时候是晚上9点多。
And at that time, it was about 9 at night.
啊, 其实我很想休息啊。
But actually, I really wanted to rest.
啊, 有个老执事问我, 哎, 我们现在开车回去, 你累不累?
But an elder deacon had asked me, we're going to drive back to Toronto now, are you tired?
我想, 你都不说累了, 我怎么可以说累?
And I thought to myself, you're older than me, and you're not even tired, but how can I say that I am?
他说他不累啊。
Because he said he's not.
哎, 好吧, 好吧, 就开车回去了, 应该晚上3点钟可以到了。
And I guess then, therefore, we decided to drive. And approximately, we'll arrive there at 3 a.m.
啊, 那么9点多就出发。
And we left at 9.
加满汽油。
We filled our gas tank.
啊, 开始上路了。
And we started to be on our way.
啊, 因为我们知道啊, 去年在蒙特罗啊, 那个有一条这个高架桥啊, 塌了, 倒塌了。
And we understand last year in Montreal, there was a suspension bridge that had collapsed.
啊, 那么很多路啊, 都是, 没有好好的维修啊。
And there are many roads that actually were not reconstructed.
啊, 不像我们温哥华都那么漂亮啊。
It's not like Vancouver, everything is so beautiful.
好了, 那我在车上。
And therefore I was in the car.
啊, 突然间呢, 在我上哦, 那个车子有点在抖啊。
It seems as if the car starts shaking.
为什么在抖呢?
Why was it shaking?
我们就讲了, 哎呀, 一定是蒙特罗的路很烂啊。
And therefore we said to each other, must be because of the road that it's so uneven here in Montreal.
或者是修路啊。
Or it might be some people are doing construction on the road.
修路都会先把最表面的那个沥青啊, 先挖起来啊, 那么你在走过去的时候就好像, 很不平稳的感觉。
Because we know when you want to fix the road, you need to take the top surface part off, and therefore the road will become very uneven.
但是震了几分钟,
After shaking for a couple of minutes,
我想到不对啊, 我看那个路好像没有在挖啊, 没有在修啊。
And I start to notice that the road, actually, there's no construction that's going on.
会不会是我们自己的车的问题啊?
Could it be because that there's a problem with our car?
我们赶快开到路中间, 开到那个路间, 修的那边停下来。
And therefore, we drove to the shoulder part of the road and stopped.
停下来一看, 吓死了。
And when we came down, we saw the car, we got out of the car, and we were so frightened.
右前轮啊, 完全没有气。
And the front right wheel, there were actually, the whole tire had no air.
爆胎了, 车子爆胎了。
And the tire had a hole in it.
那时候我们开130, 140。
During that time, we were probably driving 130 at 140.
那条大路啊是蒙特罗通往多伦多的大高速路, 很多大卡车在跑。
And that highway was actually one of the biggest highways that you go from Montreal to Toronto. There are many trucks on that road.
那么高速的在爆胎啊。
And if on a highway and driving at such high speed,
啊, 还有爆一个, 一定是正常来说, 一定是失去控制的。
For a flat tire to happen, of course you could go out of control.
一定是两边跑的车子或者是翻车的。
The car must be swiveled around or would it be out of control?
那个后果啊，不堪，不可以想象。
I couldn't even imagine the outcome of it.
这是神的保守。
But it is because of the grace of the Lord.
震了好几分钟，那个车子竟然可以很平稳的停下来。
Shaking after a couple of minutes, the car actually could come safely to a complete stop.
这是奇迹，这是神的保守啊。
This indeed is a great miracle because God has kept us safe.
还有停那个地方呢，刚刚好。
And the place, the shoulder where we stopped at, was the perfect place to land.
如果再开五分钟出去呢？
Because 5 more minutes out onto the road.
就离开蒙特罗的边这个 city limit 啊，就变成这个荒野了，都没有灯了。
Because then we will have departed the city part of Montreal and will be in out in the wilderness. There are no lights.
还有呢，再开远一点呢？
And further out.
你叫人家救你啊，蒙特罗的那拖车不会出来救你。 因为是 Ontario 的境界，叫 Ontario 的也不会来救你，要来也不会那么快，因为那个是很远的边境。那么 Ontario 救你也要等几个小时。That
the tow truck would not be able to go help you from Montreal because it's on Ontario property, but people in Ontario would not be able to come because it's so far out.
所以刚刚好停在那个地方。And
it was a perfect place where we stopped.
就是一个弟兄的家里附近。It
was actually near a brother's house.
打电话给他说，拖车拖到你家里附近了，今天晚上去你家睡觉了。
And therefore, we said, I'm going to tow the car to your house, and tonight we will stay at your house.
哇，那天晚上躺下去。
That night when we went to sleep.
哇，我心里真的是感谢神。
In my heart, I kept on saying, thank the Lord.
本来回不了家了。
In the beginning, we might not be able to return home.
我打电话跟我太太讲说，本来今天回不了家，本来今天打不到电话给你了。
And I told my wife that tonight I might have been not be able to call you as I am right now. I might not be able to return home.
神救赎我的命，脱离死亡。
It is because of God has redeemed my life from the pit.
我们有没有良心呢？
Today, do we have this conscience?
我们常常说，哎呀，我很忙啊。
Oftentimes we'll say, I'm so busy.
好像是神是最不重要的东西。
It seems as if God is the least important part in your whole entire life.
等我不忙啊，才来聚会啊。
When I'm not busy, then I'll come to church.
等我不忙啊，才来做圣工啊。
When I'm not busy, then I'll do the holy work.
但是我们有没有想过啊？
But have we thought about this?
如果不是神保守我们的命，
If it's not God that has redeemed our life,
我们可以做什么？
What can we do?
什么都做不了。
We can't do anything.
所以啊，
Therefore,
我们要常常想起神救赎我们的命，脱离死亡。
We must often remember that God has redeemed our life from death.
一定是每一个人都有自己的经历的。
I'm sure all of us have our own experiences.
就算什么都没有，
And even though you don't have any,
本身就是个经历了，因为你那么可以平安度过那么多年。
Then that's actually a very best testimony because you can pass through your whole entire life so peacefully and so safe.
还有呢，神的恩典用什么呢？
What else is the grace of the Lord?
第五节，
Verse 5.
他用美物使你所愿的得以自足啊。
Who satisfies your desire with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
其实神给我们很多美好的东西，叫美物。
Here it says God has satisfied us with good things.
你看我们住在加拿大，住在温哥华，有什么可以埋怨的？没有了。
Let's think about this. Us living in Canada, Vancouver, what can we complain about?
我们要吃的都吃得到。
Whatever we want to eat, we can have it.
要看的风景，漂亮的，全世界最美的，也可以看得到。
We want a beautiful scenery, the best in the whole entire world. We can look at it every day.
哇，我们真的是知足啊。We
should be so satisfied and content.
第六节，
Verse 6.
神的恩典呢，为一切收取的人的伸冤。The
Lord's work of righteousness and justice for all the oppressed.
哇，所以今天如果我们有什么忧闷的，有什么困难的，主会帮我们伸冤的。
So therefore, whatever we feel oppressed or we feel that we have been wrong, God will bring righteousness and justice.
不要自己伸冤了。
And therefore, do not bring out your own justice.
接下来我们来看这个第十一节。
Let's then look at verse 11.
这一节。
Verse 11.
天地何等的高, 祂的慈爱像敬畏祂的人也是何等的大。
Verse 11, For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him.
第十二节,
Verse 12,
东离西有多远, 祂叫我们的过犯, 离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
神的恩典就是这样。
This is the grace of the Lord.
大道理很难描写它。
It's so hard to describe it.
只能够用心来体会。
We can only use our hearts and our own experience.
13节,
Verse 13.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女,
As the Father has compassion on His children,
耶和华也怎么样连续敬畏他的人呢？
So the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him.
我们这个神就是我们的爸爸。
We have to understand that this God of ours is our Father.
每个人他都照顾我们。
And He takes care of all of us.
我们曾经知道美国有一任总统叫做杜鲁门呢。
And we know.
杜鲁门总统，美国有一位以前的总统。
And there was a president in the past in the States.
有一次他当选了总统不久。
And there's one time he was elected to become the president of the United States.
记者呢就去访问他妈妈。
And all the everyone went to interview the mother.
他问他妈妈说：“啊，这位女士啊，你的儿子当总统，你应该为你儿子感觉到很骄傲。”
And the reporter said to the mother, "You must be so proud of your son that your son is the president of the United States."
但是你猜这个妈妈怎么讲呢？
Then can you guess what the mother replied?
她说：“我不单只为我这个当了总统的儿子骄傲。”
Not only am I proud of this son of mine that has become the president of the United States.
我有另外一个儿子，他现在田里面在挖马铃薯，我也为他很骄傲。
I have another son. He is digging up potatoes in the farmland right now. I am so proud of him as well.
妈妈的爱，父母的爱就是这样。
And therefore, this shows the parents' love.
无论你有多少才华，
doesn't matter how talented you are.
多少的成就，
no matter how much great things you've done.
不会减少父母对你的爱。
Will not decrease the love your parents has for you.
他爱你不是因为你有成就。
Today, they love you not because of what you have and what you've achieved.
我们的神也是一样。
This is the same for our God.
我们有什么成就？
What have? What kind of achievement do we have?
就算成为全世界最成功的、最有钱的。
And even though you become the most wealthiest man in the whole entire world.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
他知道我们的本体啊，其实只是尘土而已。
For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust.
我们不要给外面的包装啊来欺骗了。
Don't be fooled by the outer packaging.
如果人家送你一个礼物，
someone gives you this gift.
包得很漂亮。
The packaging is done beautifully.
包了好多层的包装纸。
So many layers of wrapping paper.
你打开，
when you open,
里面是什么？
What is this inside?
里面是吸尘器倒出来的灰尘。
And it is what's inside, the dust that's from the vacuum cleaner.
你觉得这个丢掉没有用啊？
Then you just throw it away. It's of no use.
我们的本质就是尘土。
We have to understand that what we are formed is of dust.
很没有价值。
We are worth nothing.
但是因为我们有灵魂。
But what we have is we have a spirit and soul.
但是我们的灵魂就那么软弱。
But our spirit and our soul is so weak.
所以神很怜悯我们。
And therefore God has great mercy and compassion on us.
就好像父母啊，看到女儿在发烧的时候，你会感觉这怎么样啊？
It's just like the parents, when they see their children are having a high fever, how would the parents feel?
在医院的时候，你会看到一些父母啊，是很紧张的，很忧心的。
And you'll see some parents when they're at the hospital, they're so worried for their children.
所以第十三节，神用同样的心来怜悯我们他的儿女。
In verse 13, God uses the same kind of compassion of a father for their children.
所以神的恩典太大了。
And therefore, the grace of the Lord is so immense.
我们不要忘记神的恩典。
Do not forget the grace of the Lord.
我们一起来唱诗哦。
Let's all sing hymns.